Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That whoosh you hear is Mitt Romney and his entire campaign exhaling. This is a huge night for this campaign. He has now won the most contests. He has won the most delegates. He has the biggest organization, the most money. What this has done tonight, I think, is kill any talk in Republican circles about finding another white knight to come into the campaign and put Mitt Romney back in a commanding position to get this nomination.
Wow, that's pretty dramatic, isn't it, huh? From ABC George Stephanopoulos, with the significance in his mind of the Mitt Romney win in Arizona, the Mitt Romney win in Michigan, and the accounts, the delegate accounts continue to increase. So is it over? I don't think so. But some people would like you to think that it was over. The Republican presidential nomination process is where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome, I'm Doug Steffen. The results from Tuesday's contests in Michigan, Mitt Romney won with 41%. Rick Santorum finished second with 38%. Ron Paul was third, had 12%. Newt Gingrich got 7% of the vote. In Arizona, it was a different story. Romney more handily getting 47% of the Republican vote there. Santorum was second, got 27%. Gingrich was third with 16%. Ron Paul got 8% of the vote. And there's also one more race. Actually, it'll finish up later today. The caucus is in Wyoming, going on over the past 24 hours. That won't be finished, as I said, till later today. 83% of the votes have been counted, and Mitt Romney is ahead with 41%. Rick Santorum is second with 31%, Ron Paul third with 20%, and Newt Gingrich is fourth with 7%. After today, caucuses in the state of Washington on Saturday, and then Super Tuesday next week. If you're in Alaska, you'll vote. Idaho votes. North Dakota votes. Georgia, Massachusetts, Ohio, Tennessee, Vermont, and Virginia all going to the polls next Tuesday to vote in the selection process and the primary process. So where will you be if you're in one of those states? You can reserve a position right now. Queue up at 800-510-8255, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, with edits from a lot of different talk radio programs, talk television shows as well. For example, from Fox, Bill O'Reilly talked to Newt Gingrich. Gingrich is all over the place with his plan to get gas prices you're paying down to $2, $2.50 a gallon in that vicinity.
Taking into account the new situation where oil companies 25 years ago didn't export any product at all, now it's the number one export in the United States. Taking into account that, how would you get gas down to $2.50 a gallon?
Well, first of all, a great deal of what is exported is, in fact, refined products. Oil is imported into the United States. It is refined in places like Houston and then sent back out of the country. So if you deduct the exports from the imports, we still import vastly more oil than we export, period. My point's very simple. Any reasonable analysis of supply and demand, if we went back to production, if we decided to maximize production, if we used offshore, if we used federal land, we would, in fact, have a dramatic increase in American production, and prices would come down.
How,
world market.
How, it's not supply and demand now, though. This has been the warmest winter in decades. There's plenty of supply of oil here in the United States right now. And yet the price goes up every single day because of overseas intrusion. Stuff going on overseas. Right. So how do you control
that? Well, first of all, Bill, we import a lot of oil right now from much more expensive places. Middle Eastern oil is actually more expensive to import than American oil is to produce. So if you had a real effort to create American oil, you would be crowding out more expensive oil. Second, there's a huge premium. I can't tell you how many dollars a barrel, but it may be $30 or $40 a barrel of instability. When the Iranians practice closing the Straits of Hormuz, through which one out of every five barrels of oil in the world pass, that raises a level of instability for the whole planet as people worry about.
Yeah, but
what
that's always going to happen, though.
Supply.
If you're president, that's going to happen.
Well,
you know, and if they get a nuke, it's going to happen worse.
But if you create enough American oil, you create a reservoir, you have in effect a reserve against that kind of destructive behavior. The fact is, at one time, we were the largest oil producer in the world. There's no reason to believe by the end of this decade.
Okay, I got it. I got your strategy.
The largest oil producer
in order to make that work, in order to make your strategy work, number one, it'll take years. But number two, you'd have to say to the oil company, you got to keep what you refine and what you find in the USA in the USA, because they could say all of this. Say the pipeline got built from Canada all the way down to Louisiana, okay? Which I'm sure you would approve if you were president of the United States, correct?
Sure.
Okay.
So the pipeline first day.
Yeah, the pipeline comes in and it goes to the tankers in the Gulf. Well, they say, see, we're going to China. Bye. Right through the Panama Canal. Boom. Right over there. You'd have to stop the oil companies from going all over the world to get more money than they could here, because that's what's going on right now.
You know, you and I just flat disagree, Bill. I mean, the way you're reasoning, why don't we stop the export of corn? That would drive down the price of corn. Why don't we stop the export of wheat? That would drive down the cost of wheat.
You want me to tell you
that's
why?
That's exactly the opposite.
Yeah. Because it isn't necessary to buy corn and wheat. It's not necessary.
This is
a vital look. Everybody needs oil. All right. There's going to be a demand for oil. We've cut it. The United States has cut the demand because of personal changes that we've made. But look, I don't think we disagree. I just think that you're not implementing the final piece to the puzzle. The final piece to the puzzle is, but no matter how much we produce, it has to stay here.
All right. So Bill O'Reilly with Newt Gingrich. You don't find me siding with Gingrich very much, but O'Reilly, when he says we don't need corn and we don't need wheat, huh? What are you smoking, Bill? Of course we need corn and we need wheat. As much as it's a commodity, as much if not more in need, we have to eat, and the substance, the staple of our diet here, corn and wheat, and a lot of that's getting exported as well. Okay, so that's the take on the $2.50 a gallon Newt Gingrich argument. 800-510-8255. Do you believe this statement? Republicans are sympathetic to corporate interests and opposed to organized labor. And challenging public sector workers' pay and benefits appear to be just one more skirmish in a long-standing ideological battle. And if you knock them down, then there is no funding for the left-of-center candidates. What do you think of that? It's just food for thought. I saw that, and I thought, that's worth some consideration. We're talking so much politics. News Talk Radio is all about politics, and certainly a great deal of conversation today has to do with the results of these elections yesterday. We'll get to another sort of review from Ron Paul up next here on the Countdown.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hey, there he is.
What a appearance. Sit down on the porch.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
State Farm and
insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Try that again, Doug. At DougStephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. Promised earlier to have Ron Paul on, and here he is talking to Wolf Blitzer.
Rick Santorum keeps suggesting, and his supporters, his strategists, keep saying, you're in cahoots with Mitt Romney. You're trying to help Mitt Romney secretly behind the scenes. Go ahead, talk to Rick Santorum. Tell him why you think you're not in cahoots with Mitt Romney.
Well, you know, if anybody comes to any of our meetings or our rallies, I talk about issues, you know, foreign policy and civil liberties and the economy and the gold standard and the Federal Reserve. But if that's all he has to talk about, that means he doesn't have much of a platform to talk about. I would think we're supposed to be talking about the issues. But to construct something like that, I mean, he just pulled that out of the air because there's no truth to it. So, but if he wants to spend his energy doing that, you can't do anything about it. But he dreamt that up, and I think he should talk about the issues instead. That's what I think I'm supposed to do.
Well, let me be precise then. Have you run ads critical of Mitt Romney? He says you haven't, but you know the facts.
Yeah, we have. At the beginning, we called him a flip-flopper, and any time we're in a debate, I mention it. I run against all three of them because they are very similar. So I see them all in the same category. I think the only difference I've been able to observe is there quite possibly would be management styles on their personalities, on how they would do things. But philosophically, there's no difference, and I don't hesitate to point out our differences.
You know, I would have thought in a state like Michigan, you would have done better than you're obviously doing right now. What happened?
Well, I don't know whether you could say something happened, because our polls showed that, we have solid support and our numbers are better. Every state we've been in, if you compare it to 4 years ago, it doubles and triples in enthusiasm. I mean, obviously we wished we could have done a lot better, but the growth and the spirit behind what we're doing, and, we get these, everybody recognizes we get a large number of people out, and a lot of them are young people. Some now that were with and came out 4 years ago are 18 and 19, and they're now voting. But there's still now a lot of young people come out. So there's something about this message of liberty and anti-war and sound money, very attractive to young people. I think they're scared to death about the debt they're inheriting, and they're understanding what I'm saying. So, the enthusiasm is much greater than the actual votes that come. But still, we're very pleased with our strategy. I mean, we're accumulating delegates, and we'll continue to work on the caucus states where, our investment can pay off more, and that is our strategy. And right now we're not disappointed with the way the process is working and giving us a chance to build on our delegate count.
All right, so there's Ron Paul talking about the rumors that he's worked out a deal with Mitt Romney. He's not real critical of Romney. They are friends. They both like each other. They've been friends since 2008 when they went around the circle once before. It makes just good sense for the two of them to work together, frankly. And the more Ron Paul, though, underscores his message, the more popular he becomes, therefore more of a help to Romney. What do you think of that? It's 21 after the hour.
We
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And folks talking today, yesterday, tomorrow, this week about the continuing developments, Republican primaries, Republican politicians, and radio hosts talking about them. Here's Loman Henry, a radio host, talking to one of his callers who says that he could vote for Mitt Romney, but there's no way he's going for Santorum.
Let's go to the phone where we have John from Dillsburg.
Yes, no way do I want to see Obama reelected, but I've been a Republican ever since I registered to vote, and lately I've lost faith in the Republican Party. I'm now independent. I could vote for Romney, but I could no way can I vote for Santorum. I just think it's a bad situation for him to be running. I don't think he's going to win, but if he does, I think we do that. I just don't.
What is it about Rick Santorum that would specifically make you not want to vote for him?
His religious views. We're dealing with religious zealots over there in the Middle East. And now we're going to have a guy here who's pushing. I don't have any problem with what religion he is. If he's Catholic or if he's Jewish or if he's, Muslim maybe. But I don't know. I'd still vote for that. I don't care. But he's brought this too much into it. I don't know how I get into this or why I got into this.
Well,
but
I think
it's scary. It is. It's scary. I don't think he's going to win because of that. And if he did, it would still be scary. It's one religion against another religion. It seems like a really like a bomb, ticking bomb. And that's scary.
Well, I think the whole focus that's now on social issues. When Rick Santorum ran the caucuses rather in Iowa, he didn't start out talking about social issues. You know, he talked about his immigrant roots. He talked about blue-collar working values. He talked about the need for jobs, which in my view is what the Republican Party ought to be talking about right now.
I heard his speech, and I thought that was a very good speech about his grandfather worked in the coal mines or whatever out in the western part of the state, and I relate to that kind of thing, and I thought that was a great speech. I really did. I don't know where this all these sort of things came in on abortion and birth control and all this. I don't know where this came in.
800-510-8255. All right, so let's finish off the discussion, at least for this hour, on the primaries with Charles Krauthammer, the well-known political analyst, talking about Mitt Romney.
Look, I think the storyline here remains the same. Storyline is Romney, slow, steady, unspectacular. As you pointed out, rather jaunty tonight with the win in Michigan. And the other story is that there have been six challengers who come up against him. They rise, they fall, they swing, they U-turn, and the only one who remains after all this is Romney. And I think Santorum really had his shot here. He got the slingshot coming out of that three weeks ago. And he came really close, which would have been a tremendous upset and victory, but he fell short. And like the others, I think they were mostly self-inflicted. The story here is Romney's luck in his choice of opponents. Santorum, if you look at the exit polls, he had a 7% edge on those who decided in the last few days. But among those who decided in the last few weeks, he'd been up 20, which means his momentum really slowed in the end. And that had to do, I think, with self-inflicted errors. There was Kennedy College and contraception. You know, that attack on Kennedy, speech he made in 1960 on religion, and Santorum said it made him want to throw up. He talked about college, the fact that he said Obama was trying to push it for everyone, that reflected elitism, snobbery, and indoctrination. You know, there's a point there about liberal higher education, but it was extreme and overstated. And on contraception, an issue which has been decided, settled in the country a half century ago, he's on the wrong side of that. And you saw that in the women's vote. Santorum came dead even on the men vote. And the women's vote, he lost by 5%, and that's what cost him the election.
Grandpa!
Hey,
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale. This week, only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. But it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
The top 10 and then some. Doug Steffen on the Countdown Radio program on the air every day. It's 33 past the hour now. 800-510-8255. In this half hour, we'll discuss the school shooting in Ohio, the price you're paying for gasoline. I'd also like to lay something on you in sort of a Countdown Extra fashion. From time to time, we get off of the beaten path. I think the path is getting beaten because people are tired of listening to people with really no solutions. Mitt Romney, the only one who really has solutions for problems that make any sense is Ron Paul. You may or may not agree with that, but that's the way I see it. And I think the reason that so few of you are interested in participating is because you're hearing the same stuff over and over again. One of the problems we have is that some of the folks doing talk radio programs that we monitor are just not very stimulating, or at least the conversation they're having about this stuff isn't very stimulating. I'm going back to the publishing of a book by Donald Trump. I guess a month or so ago, he came out with a book called Time to Get Tough, Making America Number One Again. I think that was, it was in January. At any rate, he says in the book, quote, "Our once great country is in serious trouble, and it's only getting worse. We have a president who has lost his way and is unable to make the hard and correct decisions. Put simply, we have a president who's totally unable to lead. Other nations are laughing at our stupidity and cannot believe what's happening in the United States." He goes on in the book to say, "China will soon be number one, but it doesn't have to be that way. We are a nation with tremendous potential that can dominate the world once again, quickly and easily. The answers are in the book, Time to Get Tough." So he says, Donald Trump. Good, Doug. Donald Trump. So what do you think about what he's saying with regard to whatever they consider, whatever the issue? Is the issue President Obama? Is the issue our the way that we're approaching various problems that our country has without really having full knowledge of how to handle things. We kind of shoot from the hip. Is the problem Rush Limbaugh? You saw perhaps the this week's tally on popular news folks, even though Rush Limbaugh is not a news man. Diane Sawyer won as America's most popular, maybe most favorite, I guess, in terms of delivering the news. She's the one that people like the most. And when discussing the news, the person that wins on the negative side, that is the least popular, is Rush Limbaugh. So what do you make of all of that? Let's have a freewheeling discussion as time allows. As I said, we do want to talk about the price you're paying for gasoline this half hour. And I do want to visit yet another report on the school shooting. So let's turn our attention now to reporter Andrea Mitchell from NBC talking to Jonathan Silak, who's a senior at this high school in Ohio. He was inside the school when the shooting took place.
Jonathan, tell us what happened.
Well, I started my first period in the library with a guided study hall. And to get my energy out, I take a walk around the halls. And I was heading towards the cafeteria when I heard something that sounded like somebody was smashing plywood against a table. Didn't really register as gunshots until after three sort of pops, and then everybody started running and screaming. One kid ran past me just out the door. I thought of doing that, but then I decided I was going to go into the library. There are people in there. The gunshots weren't very loud. So I got in there, and we all essentially barricaded ourselves in a room with two doors. My ninth grade history teacher put a chair up against the door to block it from anybody getting in.
Jonathan, you must have all been terrified. Were you using your cell phones? Were you texting to get a message out? What were you doing?
I was sitting there feeling nervous, mostly. I had left all my things in my guided study hall room. I just essentially ran. Everybody was texting. A lot of people couldn't get text out because a lot of people have Verizon, and everybody was texting at the same time, so that caused some problems. But essentially, there was a computer in the room, and we were getting constant email updates from members of the school. And that's how we knew when to get out.
Jonathan, did you have the sense that students were being targeted, that the shooter actually knew and went after particular students, and that there could have been an incident that precipitated this?
I do not know the shooter personally, although the people he shot seem very specific. That's just my opinion, and I don't want to
sure.
talk any more about it because it's merely speculation.
Let's not jump to any conclusions. Had there been anything in social media, any indication that something was awry and that there could have been an incident?
Well, I do not use Twitter, but I heard from a news report, I think, that the shooter had texted somebody about this. Some sort of warning was sent out, but other than that, I'm not sure.
Had you had drills in the school?
Absolutely. We had quite a few drills, and a lot of people knew this wasn't a drill because immediately the principal just said lockdown. Usually they warn us.
One of the students in that school, the site of the shooting this week. 800-510-8255, people getting in the queue. Is it time for us to get tough? Think about these issues, the shooting, the availability of guns, the kind of violence that we have in our country. That's an issue, an important issue for us to be discussing, is it not? How do we fix that? Price of gasoline, another important issue. How do we fix that? In terms of, again, the book, and by the way, that book came out in December in time for Christmas, that Congress and the leadership there or lack thereof, all of these sorts of things can be part of your perusal of what we do to answer the call from the Donald. So we'll take some of those calls from you in just a moment here in the countdown.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
Are you friends, sand or snow? Snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
When you were a kid, you had all sorts of toys. Toy cars, boats, trucks, entire toy boxes full of fun. Of course, you never really outgrow your toys, do you? It's just that now, instead of a box full, you have a garage full. Cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. As you get older, your love of toys just gets stronger. So protect those toys the best way possible by switching to Allstate. An Allstate agent can help do the switching, paperwork, bundle all your policies together, and even find you a bunch of discounts. So if you love your toys, make sure you protect your toys by making one call to an Allstate agent.
Protect all your toys with Allstate. Find an agent near you at Allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
The statistics are startling. 1 million babies are born with a heart defect each year, and thousands of them die before their first birthday. You can change that by visiting heart.chop.edu/hope. February is Heart Defect Awareness Month. Get involved. Support the cause. Give hope to hearts. Go to heart.chop.edu/hope to help the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Give kids' hearts a better start today. The Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Hope lives here.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of what's going on in the world of conversation radio, the issue-oriented talk radio programs that deal with political issues, governmental issues, if you will. And I'm looking at some of these calls that are coming in to 800-510-TALK. And I'm also thinking about what we were just talking about, the students in this Ohio school shooting, third student dying, situation on Monday led to the death of Demetrius Hewlin, who'd been in critical condition. He was 17. A 17-year-old Russell King Jr., Daniel Parmentor, 16 years old. He was killed instantly in the shooting. Two others are, I guess, in the hospital still. The shooter is 17-year-old T.J. Lane. He was arrested after the attack. Has had a hearing in juvenile court. He did not go to that high school. He went to a nearby school called Lake Academy, which is for students with academic or behavioral problems. Came from a very violent family, apparently. Court records show that his father had been arrested a number of times for abusing women, especially the women that the father had had children with, including the mother of young Mr. Lane. So we've got some real strange stuff going on here, and certainly part of the drama that comes, you listen to some of these good talk radio programs, and frankly, we're all about emotions. We're all about getting you to think about your emotions and getting you to react to other emotions. It's probably not anything more dramatic, and I will warn you ahead of time, some of this is going to be pretty upsetting. The 911 calls that came in, we have a number of them, and I think maybe the best way for us to approach it is just to listen to some of these raw callers, the raw input from people as they're experiencing this, and then think about how you would handle this same situation were you to be confronted with it. Here's some of the now released 911 callers from the morning of the high school shooting.
Hi, Chardon High School. We had shots fired, gunshots, multiple gunshots. Yes.
Do you know where?
I want to say over by the gym.
Gym?
That's where it sounded like it came from, gym cafeteria area.
Oh.
By the gym cafeteria?
Yeah.
Weird, that's what we're thinking.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, we have a school shooting, Chardon, Ohio.
Yeah, we know. We're on our way.
Okay, thanks.
911, where is your emergency?
We just had a shooting at our school. We need to get out of here. Oh,
okay.
God.
Okay, ma'am, we got a school shooting. Ma'am, what school?
Chardon High School.
Chardon High School?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Can you go get the administration? Okay.
Everyone's running away, so.
Where's the student with the gun?
I don't know. He was in the cafeteria and everyone just started running.
Okay. Okay. Is anyone injured?
I don't know. I just got out of the.
Do you have any idea where the shooter is?
He started in the cafeteria.
He started in the cafeteria?
Yeah, and he ran out.
He ran out?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any idea where he went?
No, I have no idea. I got under her table.
Okay, and what is your name, ma'am? Are you hurt? Okay. Okay, are you calling from your cell phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's your cell phone number, honey?
God, it's 1-3-1-3-1. Yeah.
What's your phone number? Calm down.
My phone number.
Okay.
All right. So you get the drift of this. I don't. You know, when you don't have something to say, we all get kind of. We have a fracture in our voice. Even people like me who do this, I've been on the air for years, decades, and I listen to some of this, and I don't somehow, in my mind, I don't put these things together with my reality. And probably many of you don't, and how can you unless you've experienced it? But you listen to those voices, and the reason we played them in the order that we did, it was kind of calm at the beginning. Okay, we've got a shooter, a couple of those calls, and then the emotion of the people who are actually witnessing what's going on. 800-510-8255. So keep in mind that oftentimes how people react to this stuff isn't because they know the facts. It's because they are watching or listening to somebody interpret the facts. And thus it's interesting to look at the results of this news personality vote that took place. Harris conducted a poll of 2,100 adults. And Diane Sawyer of ABC News was voted the favorite news personality, using personality rather than anchor or reporter or whatever. She got 46% of the vote, followed by Anderson Cooper, who was second. Brian Williams was third. Bill O'Reilly was fourth. Barbara Walters was fifth. Now, on the flip side, Rush Limbaugh was voted least favorite news personality, receiving 46% of the negative vote, followed by O'Reilly, who was on both sides of this, who got 31%. Here's Emmett in Alabama on Rush Limbaugh.
My opinion is, ever since Rush Limbaugh made the statement that he wanted the country to fail in order to make this man a one-term president, this Congress have been pretty much following order. They've been following the order of Rush Limbaugh. They have adopted the no hell no policy inconsistent with what Rush Limbaugh said. And I want to hear what your caller's got to say about that. Is the Republicans following the Rush Limbaugh order to let the country fail just to make this man a one-term president? When we get to the point where we are that sinister, what's the kind of, are we heading the wrong direction or what as far as politics is concerned? I want to hear what your caller's got to say.
Well, we're going to run ourselves out of time because we want to talk about the price of gasoline. But certainly you pose an interesting question, sir. Isn't the first time that people have criticized Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and some of the others that are on the right? Same thing can be said about those on the left, though, I think. 51 after the hour.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Well, due to the rise in price of oil and gas, the Obama administration announced today they are considering dipping into our national strategic reelection reserves. Strategic oil reserves.
All right, so here's Jay Leno having some fun. It isn't much fun to see what you're paying for gasoline. Let's sound off or listen to some people sounding off from our large kettle of talk radio hosts around the country. Here's a man named Joe Galewski, who has a financial analyst on his program named Steve Beeman. They talk about gas prices and how it ought to be a major issue in the presidential race.
So do you think these gas prices will be a bee in the bonnet of the president who wants to be reelected in November?
Well, I think it's hard-pressed for it not to be. I think any person looking at their pocketbook these days is going to say, what the heck is going on? Well, we saw this in the last election cycle in 2008. The national media was all over President Bush, and I would expect eventually the national media will give in to the whims of the American people and start to realize this is not good.
What would the price of a gallon of gas be for people to start turning on the president?
Well, I think you're going to see it above $4, but if it starts hitting that magical $5 number, I think people will start really going up in arms.
Is that doable this summer, $5 a gallon?
You know, it is, and there's what people need to understand is there's a convergence of 5 major themes playing out in the oil markets right now, some of which are in the president's control, a couple of which aren't. Number one, you have one that's not in his control, and that's the reformulation that goes on in the major cities to the summer blend, and that's always going to cause a little bit of a price spike, so that's going on right now. But more importantly, we have instability in the Middle East. And we've got a situation in which the nutcases in Iran have threatened to close the Straits of Hormuz and do their oil embargoes. That's causing uncertainty in the market. Tie that together with a depreciating dollar, which we've seen the dollar lose 25% of its value in the last 10 years. That's scaring investors. Number three, we have a failure to build U.S. domestic resources with things like the Keystone Pipeline, and that's causing problems. And then finally, we have people coming out, globally coming out of a recession, it looks like, so there's a thought that demand will increase. And when those things all come together, investors assume prices will start going up, and that's what we're seeing.
This all sounds to me, Steve, like we do not have a coordinated energy policy in this country, and haven't for a long time.
Well, not only do we not have a coordinated energy policy, but the way we go sporadically into it from the federal government level, we actually do damage to the market forces that take place. A great deal of the price is set by a fear factor in the markets, and Washington is seeming to do everything it can to cause more fear and uncertainty in the oil markets. Until we get rid of that, we're not going to see this kind of price come down.
All right. The fear factor they're talking there, gas prices, The issue ought to be number one, don't you think, in the presidential campaign? What are your favorite hosts saying about it, and what are your candidates saying about it? Here's host Blake Butler, one of his callers, and he talk about the role of speculators in the market.
So what's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to Congressman Markey,
mm-hmm.
who knows a hell of a lot about oil stuff and energy stuff, and
yeah.
he was on the Ed Schultz show, and he said it was the speculators, and I called Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson's office because she was blaming the oil prices on Obama.
Sure,
you know, again, the implication being that if we could just drill everywhere, you know, if we could drill in your backyard, like,
oh, yeah,
then oil prices are going to go down. And I called her office and I said, if you really want to do something about this, do something about the speculation. And this just makes me sick because it's been 40 years since the oil embargo.
Mm-hmm.
And this country has had plenty of time. Whoops, sorry, my dog's barking. This country has had plenty of time to embark on a different path. And we have not done it, and it's because, you know, we're the biggest third world country. We're the biggest banana republic, and we've got both all the Republicans and a lot of Democrats in the pockets of the oil company.
Mm-hmm.
And it just boggles my mind that American people fall for this all the time, that if we just drill, 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 the price is going to go down. You won't get the oil for another 10 years. The oil companies are having to drill in more difficult, accessible areas, so the cost is going to go up. And you don't even figure in global warming because, of course, the oil companies have been paying lots of money to suppress any scientific views about global warming so that people just, you know, a lot of people, particularly I think conservatives, don't think that global warming is real. And I do. And so it just drives me crazy. I mean, the only maybe if there is a silver lining to this is that when you reach that $4 mark, or when we did in Katrina, people started driving less.
Lots of food for thought. We are out of time in this hour of the countdown, but lots of good things happened here, and I hope you enjoyed this hour.